Simon & Schuster Audio presents Paper of Wreckage, an oral history of the New York Post, 1976 to 2024. The rogues, renegades, wise guys, wankers, and relentless reporters who redefined American media. By Susan Mulcahy and Frank DiGiacomo. Read by Carlotta Brenton, Cassandra Campbell, Amanda Dolan, Kevin R. Free, Sean Patrick Hopkins, Leon Nixon, Fred Sanders, Jade Wheeler, and Eric Yang. For Myron Ruszewski, whose Post Nation captures the paper's spirit. Introduction. Editorial meetings at the New York Post could be raucous, testy, entertaining, politically incorrect, toadying, tense, or even somber, depending on the participants and the nature of the news on a given day. By the early days of the 21st century, Rupert Murdoch rarely attended the meetings anymore, but as several of the Post's top editors made their way into the conference room on the 10th floor of 1211 6th Avenue in April 2001, there he was, jowly and dour, for the second day in a row. The tabloid's editor, Zana Antunes, sat at the head of a long table, and Murdoch occupied the seat to her immediate right. Antunes represented a sea change at the paper. She had joined the Post in 1995 as the deputy business editor and had so impressed her bosses with the buzzy section she produced, a section that was of prime importance to the man sitting next to her, that in 1999, she was promoted to the top job, the first woman to hold the position during the years that Murdoch had owned the paper. The Post was the foundation of Murdoch's American media empire. And though another of his properties, Fox News, reached millions more people, and unlike the Post, was immensely profitable, the tabloid remained important to him. As Antunes began going through a list of planned stories, he demonstrated in chilling fashion just how important. Murdoch began to pepper Antunes with questions. Why aren't you doing this? Why haven't you planned for that? I don't see any mention of this, which is really important. It's not even part of your plan. You could tell he was deeply unhappy, says Greg Birnbaum.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?